where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
The Sarnia Lambton Suicide Prevention Committee is trying to find the funds to keep their coordinator. Their most recent application for $20,000 to help fund the position was denied by the United Way. The position was previously funded. Co-chair Sharon Barry Ross says they won't be able to pay their coordinator by the end of June.
So we're reaching out to the community to see if we can try to piece this together and move forward. We're hoping somewhere in the community there will be somebody to help specifically with that coordinator position.
Barry Ross says the committee organizes training sessions, advocates, networks, and supports other community initiatives related to mental health. Tomorrow is the deadline to file your taxes. The Canada Revenue Agency says they were still waiting for millions of returns ahead of the deadline. Those who file late may be hit with a penalty of 5% of your balance owing. If you're still not sure on who to vote for in the upcoming Lambton-Kent Middlesex by-election, a candidate Q&A can be found on our website. The by-election is set for this Thursday. The elected candidate will step into the role after former MPP Monty McNaughton left politics last fall. The Ontario government plans to spend $150,000 to teach youth about healthy relationships and dating violence. Schools will be provided free material to educate students in grades 7, 8, and 9. Teachers should receive that by this September. The material was prepared by the 4th R, an educational incentive set up by Western University. And students at St. Pat's are learning more about food insecurity by launching a school-wide food bank called Patty's Pantry. Jackson Hudai is a grade 12 student in Ms. Woodward's business leadership and management class. He says with the rising cost of groceries, now is a great time to start the program.
At St. Pat's, we have what's called a breakfast program, the Breakfast Club, where students can come in the morning and grab food so they're not hungry through the day. So this is more to substitute food at home. So students can come into the pantry room and grab a meal or a snack to bring home for them and their families so that they're not hungry at home there.
The initiative is being held in partnership with Lambton College's Enactus program. Mainly cloudy with showers beginning this evening and a risk of a thunderstorm, a low of 15. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a chance of morning showers, a high of 19. And Wednesday, sunny with a high of 21. I'm Natalia Vega.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.